Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Rashad Robinson, who is the Executive Director of Color of Change. He's a recognized expert on how popular culture impacts American attitudes and values, and he served as a thought leader, widely sought-out speaker, strategist, and leader on holding public figures accountable and utilizing media to shift public opinion concerning progressive and civil rights issues. In 2010, Robinson was selected as one of the Root 100, a list of emerging and influential African Americans. Welcome to Background Briefing, Rashad Robinson.
Thank you for having me.
And clearly, demonstrations are taking place all across the country in Sanford, Florida, the scene of the crime, if you will, Virginia Beach, Columbia, South Carolina, Chicago, Washington, D.C. On Monday, there's a planned march. I believe they're calling it the A Million Hoodie March, starting in Pershing Square, a gathering at 4 p.m. Tomorrow, Monday. There seems to be a spontaneous outburst of outrage happening across the country. Not surprisingly, frankly, I'm personally outraged, as most people are. What do you think you're trying to inject some strategy into that, into this? Are you, Rashad?
Absolutely. You know, we see these moments pop up every couple of years that really illuminate sort of where we're at around race or where we're at in the criminal justice system. And for us at Color of Change, our goal is to power the voices of Black Americans and their allies on issues ranging from educational equality to criminal justice to economic justice, and to really build a larger movement beyond any single moment, to give people the opportunity to make sure that democracy works for them. And so we've been mobilizing around the Trayvon Martin, situation, and really pushing the Department of Justice through our online strategy and our online campaigns. But our bigger goal here is not just to fight for justice for Trayvon and his family, which is critical and important, but to ensure that we're building a movement here for the Trayvons that we don't yet know. And that's what we, as we invite people into our campaign, what we are inviting them into is a movement that is bigger than this single incident, which is horrible and tragic. But we know that no amount of emails, no amount of text messages will bring back Trayvon. What we can do for Trayvon and his family now is not just get justice with Mr. Zimmerman, but ensure that we're creating a better culture and a better world for the Trayvons we don't know.
Well, those are aspirations that we all share. But, I mean, specifically, what should the Justice Department be doing? I mean, how about overturning that law that allows this guy essentially to go free?
Well, we're going to be moving to that next week and through campaigns, working to fight back against not just the shoot first law or stand your ground law that's in Florida and 24 other states around the country, but also ensuring that Americans of all races really understand the strategy behind how these laws got in place. These laws are not just sort of the ideas of a couple of rogue state legislatures, but have really been funded and pushed by the National Rifle Association, the NRA, with the backing of the American Legislative Exchange Council. And for your listeners that don't know who the American Legislative Council is, also known as ALEC, they're also behind the discriminatory voter ID laws that have been popping up all around the country. And so what we understand is the law that Mr. Zimmerman is currently using to stay free from prison, to stay free from justice, the law he's standing on, is a law that's been pushed by folks who have been consistent in pushing and fighting back against criminal justice and fairness.
Well, ALEC have organized these laws. It's no accident or no coincidence that they popped up in a whole bunch of states, particularly states that where you got Republican victories in the legislatures, state legislatures, and the governorships in the 2010 election. They hit the ground running. As you say, 5 million, mostly African Americans, have been disenfranchised by these new so-called voter fraud laws that have been introduced. And little known aspect of it was that the NRA-backed Stand Your Ground law is now in 32 states, in or versions of it are in 32 states in the country. So you've got some work to do, Rashad.
We have some work to do, and we've been fighting, Alec, on these voter ID laws. In fact, we have an ongoing campaign against the corporations that back Alec. Alec doesn't do its work alone. In fact, the majority of its funding comes from major corporations that sell their products in supermarkets and on TV throughout the country. And you know, we've been fighting Alec with the message that you can't come for Black folks' money during the day and try to take our vote at night. But this Trayvon Martin situation and Alec's role in pushing Stand Your Ground laws has proven that it's not just about taking Black folks' vote, but in some ways taking Black folks' lives.
Well, Rashad Robinson, again, the executive director of Color of Change, that would seem to me to be, I've often wondered why so many progressives and liberals are upset about unequal and overwhelming influence of the Koch brothers, for example, in terms of funding right-wing causes and legislation and their help creating the Tea Party. And I've never understood why, given the Koch brothers' ownership of Georgia-Pacific, Brawny Towels, Dixie Cups, and all of those well-known brands, why the people that are upset with the Kochs using their flexing their financial muscles at the expense of American democracy, in other words, you know, they're sort of poster boys for the oligarchy, if you will, why there hasn't been a consumer boycott of their products. Are you saying now that because Alec that's pushed all of these laws is funded by corporations, that there's a consumer boycott somewhere in the wings?
There's definitely going to be some consumer actions and some mobilization of our membership. This, you know, running corporate campaigns is something that Color of Change has a lot of experience in. 2.5 years ago, when Glenn Beck went on the air on Fox and Friends and called President Obama racist with a deep-seated hatred for white folks and white American culture, we mobilized over 285,000 of our members over the course of 2 years to get over 200 national advertisers to remove their sponsorship from the Beck Show. So by the time Glenn Beck ended his run on Fox News, the only thing that you were seeing were sort of those commercials for the company that you take your goal and send it in, they melt it down and send you back cash. We believe that this Trayvon, that what's happened to Trayvon and the mobilization that's happened around the country is an opportunity for us to build a long-term movement to shift the culture about in terms of sort of the images that Americans are seeing when they see Black men. Mr. Zimmerman didn't see a 17-year-old boy with Skittles and iced tea. He saw a criminal, someone that he could dehumanize and go after, and someone that was not sort of worth, anything. And so for us, you know, for your listeners who are listening right now, they can join our campaign by either going to colorofchange.org and signing the petition, which is a movement petition, not a single issue. And we're going to be engaging people and giving people information on how they can get involved with rallies and other things that are happening in their community. Or they can text Trayvon to 30644. They can text Trayvon to 30644 and get involved in what we're doing, because we believe that whether it's ensuring that corporations are accountable, ensuring that we overturn the laws that are giving Mr. Zimmerman his defense right now, we have an opportunity to do work not just now to ensure that justice happens for Trayvon, but we can ensure a long-term movement happens so we can really make sure we change the culture.
And Rashad Robinson, about this offer of capture of a $10,000 reward for the capture of Zimmerman? I don't know what that quite means, by the new Black Panther Party. Is that doesn't appear to be very helpful.
I have no knowledge of that. This is the first time I'm hearing of that, but
Sure. Well, they did a press conference. I mean, you know, there's obviously been some very positive response with NBA teams, group pictures of NBA teams, and these extraordinary numbers of marches. There'll be another. There's a march today in Sanford. Another one on Monday. A big protest is planned. You had the Million Hoodie March in Philadelphia on Friday night. And as I said, on tomorrow, Monday, in Los Angeles, gathering at 4 p.m. at Pershing Square will be another huge march as well. So in many ways, this is waking up Americans about the idea, and particularly, I think, parents, the idea that your son could go off to the corner store and not come back. Because somebody's allowed to, one, carry a concealed weapon, and somebody that's a wannabe cop and clearly has delusions about being a cop and may also be racist, was able to shoot this boy and so far get away with it. I talked to the head of the district attorney, the head of the nation's organization of prosecutors, and he said, you know, not only could the police not arrest this guy under the law, had they arrested him, he could turn around and sue them. That's how much the law protects people like George Zimmerman.
And you know, there is a law, and there is a lot of debate right now whether or not the shoot first law actually protects Mr. Zimmerman. But there's also the policing that happened. There was no drug or alcohol test done of Mr. Zimmerman at the scene of the crime to tell what his state of mind was. Yet they held Trayvon's body for 3 days without calling his family, even though they had his cell phone on them, and tested his body for drugs and alcohol. And so while there's a lot of questions about, you know, how strong the law is, whether Mr. Zimmerman's actually protected, there's a lot to investigate in terms of the Sanford police's how they handled the case. And so for us, that is definitely one of the calls of our petition, and one of the things that when folks go to colorofchange.org or text Trayvon to 30644, they're going to have the opportunity to be involved in that effort to ensure that we get answers to exactly what happened.
What the police department did. Rashad Robinson, do we know what happened? I mean, there were some reports in the Miami Herald that the police were coaching witnesses to say it was self-defense. What we know about Zimmerman's claims are that he had was involved in a scuffle. He got a broken nose, and he was attacked. That's the central argument that he has. So we don't know whether there's any truth to that, or we don't know whether this is a whole thing that's been manufactured by the police as a
defense cover-up. There's a lot of different information, and that's why we need a strong investigation that is serious and has teeth. On one hand, we're hearing that Mr. Zimmerman was attacked. On another hand, we're hearing that Trayvon, you know, saw a stranger and was running from right. Mr. Zimmerman. So it's hard to believe that on one hand, Mr. Zimmerman's being attacked, but yet he's chasing down someone who attacked him.
Well, of course, the preponderance indicates that this is a wannabe cop with delusions who may well have been fueled by racism, if indeed the sound on the tape is of his expletive is correct. There's no question about that. But on the other hand, there's this big hole. We don't, and you know, nobody actually witnessed it. They heard some people heard it, but nobody saw it. And it seems like the police, given what you just said about how they held the boy's body for 3 days without informing the parents, who must have been desperate, and then on top of that they drug tested the victim and didn't test the perpetrator. There's a suggestion, a fairly, I think, looming suggestion of a police cover up, isn't there?
It absolutely does suggest that. I do the confidence that we at Color Change have and that we have to have is that the reason why we're at this moment now that the Department of Justice has got involved, where many Americans around the country are getting involved and are raising their voices, is because so many people have stood up. And we do not want this moment to pass without giving people the ability to stay involved and stay engaged in this campaign. Ensure that the Stamford Police Department understands that this is not a moment, but this is a movement, and that this is a movement to ensure that Stamford changes and their police department changes, and that this is not just an isolated situation. For your listeners who are listening, who are, you know, hundreds of miles away from Stamford, you know, for us it's Color of Change. When we do our work every day, we hear the stories of mothers and fathers who are scared for the safety of their young people. Folks of all races who see the way the criminal justice system has railroaded or been unfair to, you know, African Americans in this country. We hear stories from young people in our work, and stories that we're going to elevate over the next couple of weeks as we ensure that people of all races understand that there are many Trayvons all around this country who continue to be treated in a way that is completely unfair, and that it is part of a larger cultural challenge that we have to overcome in this country. You know, at Color of Change, we do a lot of work around media accountability. And one of the things we know is that out of the top 100 TV shows on television right now, 20 of them are crime procedures. So every single night, Americans are going home and seeing this hero law enforcement figure and this criminal black or Latino man. And for us, in our work, we understand that cultural images also need to be challenged. We also need to hold media and Hollywood accountable for what they're putting out into the world, and understand that there's a role for all of us to play once we get justice in this situation to make sure that we make a better world moving forward.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us here today, Rashad Robinson.
Thank you for having me. And again, folks can text Trayvon to 30644 to join our efforts.
Again, I've been speaking with Rashad Robinson, who's the Executive Director of Color of Change, and we're going to take a brief station break, and we'll be back talking about the mission to Syria that the Russians are saying is a last chance to avoid a civil war, which, of course, what else is going on in Syria? Happiness is a war.